This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has attacked the mayor of Portland, Oregon on Twitter after the mayor bitterly criticized the president for violence this weekend between Black Lives Matter protesters and truckloads of Trump supporters. The president tweeted, "Portland is a mess, and it has been for many years." Mr. Trump continued, "If this joke of a mayor doesn't clean it up, we will go in and do it for them." On Sunday, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler said during a news conference that the president is to blame for the violent protests taking place in cities across the United States over the past 3 months. On Saturday in Portland, a caravan of Trump supporters and 600 trucks clashed with people demonstrating against police brutality against minorities. During the violence, a white man was found dead from a gunshot wound to the chest. Witnesses said the man was wearing a hat bearing the insignia of Patriot Prayer, a far-right group based in Washington State that has previously clashed with protesters. In a statement Sunday, Joe Biden, who is challenging Mr. Trump for the presidency in November, said of Portland, "Shooting in the streets of a great American city is unacceptable. I condemn violence of every kind by anyone, whether on the left or on the right. And I challenge Donald Trump to do the same." President Trump on Monday refused to condemn the teenage shooting suspect accused of killing two people in Kenosha, Wisconsin, saying he probably would have been killed if he hadn't fatally shot the demonstrators. Speaking during a White House briefing, Mr. Trump said the suspect was being very violently attacked before he opened fire. Last week, Kyle Rittenhouse grabbed an AR-15-style rifle and joined several other armed people in the streets of Kenosha, where businesses had been vandalized and buildings burned following a police shooting that left Jacob Blake, a Black man, paralyzed. By the end of the night, prosecutors say Rittenhouse had killed two people and wounded a third. VOA News.